Today's learning from the Mishnah of Chaim Ludwig Shavjai Moshe Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Yisrael Nachar Moshe Bishchus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe Malkin Yibrach Masar Malkin Mal Kiyutzni of Pekodina and Yishchus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So Yashikaycha David Malinowitz were pointing out that today's Erev Shavuos. So even though we usually don't learn on Erev Shabbos, but before Shavuos we have to learn a little bit. We're holding Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph. We are over here in the middle of Sif Beis. Okay. So there's actually something the Rav actually recently spoke about in Shul. And let's see the Ramah. Yesh oirim da osa lishtes mayim b'mincha l'mar b'shabbos. That between mincha l'mar and the Rav, although we'll see over here, others heard say that it's not, but the Rav is makbar on this, and he does not drink water by shalosh shudas. The oz chayzris hanashamas l'gehenim. That this is really all a pikabala. At the time, it says the neshamas go back to Gehenna. We'll see what that really means, because we know that the neshamas, that people who are unfortunate in Gehenna really go back afterwards. But it seems that the neshama is starting to depart from Gan Eden. Valkain ein lechol suda shlishus by mincha l'mayrv. Therefore, according to this, you really shouldn't eat shalashudas between mincha l'mayrv, because by doing that, you're going to come to drink water. We'll have to see what the problem with water is. You should eat shalashudas according to this before mincha. However, that you should first daven mincha. The reason to daven mincha first is twofold. Number one, once you have a chiyuv of mincha, you're technically not allowed to eat. So although there's ways around it, because you are able to go ahead and if you have a set time, if you have a reminder, you are allowed to eat. However, there's a second reason, which is really Alpi Kabbalah, that you should have Shalashud. This is supposed to be after Mincha. Says the Ramah that is the minig in our minig, that we have Shalashud after Mincha. Okay. Umikol Makoim and Lishtois Min HaNaharos. At a minimum, even if you're going to say drink water, you should not drink from the streams. You should not drink water. Alvo Babayas Shari. In your own house, you could drink water. It's all other drinks. You want to have soda, you want to have orange juice, any other drink you could have. But yes, Shimer, that those who say, I'm going to go through all the different opinions here, that you only allowed to drink water if it's within 12 months of Rahman al-Hassan, somebody losing your father, the mothers. But yes, I remember. Is that she's Mayim and Rak Ma'ariv Shabbos? Some say that it's not even at Mincha Ma'ariv, between Mincha Ma'ariv on Shabbos, but it's in fact Mincha. It's Mincha on the time on Erev Shabbos that you should not drink water. But Lamaisa, like I mentioned, Rav said, Taka not to drink water by Shalashudas. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishesha Samech. No, sorry, we did it already. We said the Oz Chayzres. That the neshamas go back to Gehenna. What does that mean? We know that, as I mentioned, that the neshamas go back to Gehenna. They go back to Gehenna is for those that are unfortunately in Gehenna. They go back after Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, right? Solayman us karev lizman chazar leGehenna. It's time. It's near the time. In other words, when Shabbos is over, they're going to be returned to Gehenna. But issa b'medrash kol hashoyse mayim b'Shabbos bein hashmashos. If you drink water on Shabbos between Mayim and Shoshes, ki illa goizel kreiv of Mesim. It's like stealing from the Mesim. Va'ayim b'madcha perik avri psachim ba'orach. Go look over there, and that the what he writes over there is that somebody who unfortunately is in Gehenna, before he goes back to Gehenna, and we don't understand what this means, so I'm just repeating what it says. They drink water. Whatever that means. And when you drink water, you're really taking the water away from them. Mincha tila does say you should have mincha first. Why? The asa lechel at chispal, as we explained. V'adei rishayin esfirulay, the first sheet holds, the suda katana sharik, much kutsun reish lamad beis. We had this at length, that the only thing that you can't start eating once it comes mantfila, excluding if there isn't enough time to dab, and then obviously you have to dab first. But the only thing that you can't do is a suda gedoilus. The sudas on Shabbos are not classified as Suda gedolah, and therefore you are allowed to eat. V'chein ha'ayilah hetchilu, v'makam shekashal ha'kayim ha'suda la'acha mincha, it's difficult to have shalashudas after mincha, yuchal ha'filah hetchilu ha'kayim ha'suda koida mincha, you could do it before mincha. Imu koidim z'man mincha katana, if it's before the z'man mincha katana, v'ayilah el v'simen reish lama beis, v'shabru, v'simen reish tzadik, v'shabru, that he discusses over there what to do if you have to eat before you daven. But again, our general minig is that we have shalashudas after mincha, api kabbalah, that's the right way to do it. If you're going to be in a situation that you're not going to be, for whatever reason, you're not going to be able to eat shalashudas after mincha, you could eat the shalashudas before mincha. With regards to, obviously, there has to be enough time that you'll be able to daven mincha, but either you make yourself somebody who's a shomer to remind you, or you rely on the fact that it's not a suda gedola, you rely on the fact that you have a set time that you go to shul, so you could eat shalosh shudas beforehand if you are belez brera. One thing that you do have to be careful, and I'm going to get this a little bit more later on, is that you... If you go when you eat shalosh shudas after mincha, you do have to make sure to wash either. Depending, this gets into the whole shaila we have. Is it depending if you're following the gra, you're following the Rabbeinu Tam? Most of us follow the gra on this, and you would wash before shkia, because once it comes shkia, once you wash before shkia, you're allowed to continue to eat shalosh shudas until ma'ariv. However, if you don't, then once it becomes a suffik lila, so now it's already a suffik time of havdalah, you're not allowed to eat anymore. You're not allowed to wash anymore. So you have to wash beforehand. So then the Mechaber said that there's one shita that holds that you should not make the, you should not, l'chol ha'pachas, you shouldn't drink from the naharis, from the streams. Whoop, I dropped my phone. Svira l'aladei is a, what does this shita hold? The ma'ad is medrash hanal, this that we bought in the medrash earlier on, that you should not learn, you should not drink your geizel from the mason, the enlish tesmaya menashmash, and daf kibashais naharis. That only applies if you're drinking from the stream, not if you're drinking it from a bottle of water in your fridge. Then there are others hold that it really means Erev Shabbos. Shemifarshim, they explain what the mad is a magic chanel, Shabbos benashmashas, henu benashmashas shalel Shabbos. This says you shouldn't drink water, that's already benashmashas of the night of Shabbos. Now, the truth of the matter is benashmashas of the night of Shabbos, we don't drink anymore because we already have a chiyuv of kiddush. But it means even slightly before then, before you make Shabbos, you, according to the Shita, you should not drink water. Okay. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Im nimshcha sudas b'ayka shagiyas mana mincha. Your morning meal extends, and it comes to the time of mincha. Yafsik, according to the Mechaber, says, Yafsik hasudav yivarach b'chsam mazin, you should stop, you should bench. V'yitul yadav, wash again, v'yivarach b'chsam mazin, v'yisayt. And now, that's how you have shalosh shudas. V'nachin hadava. This is proper. Shem loy hayosikay ma'achesh and nimshchus sudas abayka adayse shah. Now that your meal extended, loy yochalech alachka chilas kasa. So basically, he's saying is as follows: I'm in the middle of my meal and it's quite late in the day. So if I'm in the middle of the meal and it's quite late in the day, if I just say no, I'm going to finish my meal, right? So then that means my meal is finishing very late. How in the world am I going to be eat shalosh shudas? So the mechaber is telling us stop in the middle of that meal. Basically, break that a meal up. We're gonna now and then go ahead and wash again. And this way, you're gonna be full, but you'll be full. You'll have done both meals. Now we're gonna have to talk about how do we do this. I can't just bench a meal of a meal and wash again. L'chaira, that's a bracha shein etzricha. So what are we doing over here? So we'll see that in a moment. Says the Rama. A guy knows, even though my meal extended late, I'm going to go to mincha later on. I'll still be able to eat shalosh shudas, at least a kebay and a drop. Lo yasa sudas lisha kaidem mincha. Then you should not do this. You should not make your shalosh shudas before mincha. Miu, if in my saw yatsa, if you did do this, you're yatsa. So let's break this down a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah. Yivarech b'chsam azim because of achrayim. So he's warning us what we were concerned about. I can't just bench a middle of the meal. I bench. I have to get up. I have to go for a walk. The people who stay at the table, they can't do this. They have a kesud echas. It's one meal. Because of Yosef, don't announce this in public. Because what's going to happen is you start giving, telling people, by the way, by your Shabbos lunch, after you eat the fish, eat the eggs, the ayam mitzvah, and then bench, go for a walk, and then come home, wash again, eat the chont, you'll have your shalosh shuddos. He says, if you're going to go, he says, when did the Mechaber tell us this? Because I'm finishing my meal so late, it's already after Zman Mincha. What's going to happen is if you don't tell, most people are not going to understand this halacha, and they're going to start doing this every Shabbos, they're going to end up eating shalosh shuddos before Mincha time, which we said, you're not Yotze. So why did the Mechaber give us this Eitzah? Because he says, because since I'm eating so late, it's going to turn into an Achilas Gasa. While you're eating, your stomach is open. Mashenkin says, "I. What do you mean? You see, I'm still eating." He says, "The teretz is you're milling your meal. You're milling the meal. You continue to eat. Once you stop eating, and you know, oftentimes we say that. I'm told it pretty frequently. Is that you know, after you eat, you say you're still hungry. So you know, you got to wait a few minutes." Like rest, and all of a sudden you realize you're not hungry. Because while you're eating, you remain hungry. Right? Because you have to eat during brachas. So the Chafetz Chaim is a little bit contradicting what he said in the last sif. In the last sif, he said that you should really take a break, get up, and walk around. Well, here he's saying is, it's a bracha she'en tzricha. We just said you're getting up and walking around. Because the truth of the matter is, you're getting up and walking around is only a b'di'evad. Because you're still causing yourself, you're really not interested in milling your meal to go for a walk. The only reason you're doing the walk is in order to cause yourself to have to make another bracha. So it's the, although it's a little bit of an eitzah, the walking around, it's really not a true eitzah, says the Chafetz Chaim, that there's another point over here. He says, end of the day, since you need to do this in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of shalashudas, it's not considered a bracha shein etzricha. B'zeh ma'aseh ma'aseh kerma. However, since this is all shtickle b'di'eved, I am still causing myself a bracha shein etzricha. Therefore, the Rama says, "Avamisha yedeya," right? That somebody who knows that he will be able to just finish his meal now, regular bench, go to have a mincha, and then he'll still be able to eat a shalashudas. Is that still better? Why? Because I'm giving you these eights, go for a walk. It's there's a hetter to do it because you don't because you didn't because you need to do it for the shalosh yudas. Those are all a little bit, you know, the kvetched answers. Therefore, if you know that you are going to be able to eat, it's still better not to do it this way. A guy who knows that by the time he gets the shalosh yudas, he won't have a problem. It won't be achilas gasa. That is the preferable way to do it. And when did you, when should you do it? So the Rama told us after yishpal mincha, after mincha. Now, b'afilu chal yontav shabbos. What happens when yontav falls out of matzah shabbos? She'i efshalei lechosu b'saif yom kedoshim. You cannot, right? So this year yontav is before shabbos. What happens when the other way around? We have shabbos yontav. So on shabbos, it's impossible for me to eat shalashudas between mincha marav because that's already yontav. I can't eat sherei loy loy. You're not allowed to eat your suda by night. You have a chiyuv of sudas yontav. You know you can. Don't split up the meal. So many of us have a meaning that if Shabbos leads into yontav, what do? We break up the meal. Right now, when we break up the meal, we shouldn't just bench and sit back down and wash. Like we mentioned, you should bench, walk around, take a short break, and then you should wash and eat again. Okay. Now, if a person knows that he'll be able to eat later on and he'll still be able to eat the Yontif Suda, so then you can still go with the regular route. Okay. The Yesh Aimer, why? The Asalaskim Shimbrach Shein. There are those who hold that you can't. However, practically speaking, most of us are not going to be able to eat a Shabbos meal in the afternoon, eat shalosh shudas later on, and then still be able to eat a regular yontav meal at night. So we have no choice in that situation to go with the shita of the mechaber, although it was relying on certain kulas and eating then. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. Kasav Magen Avraham B'Shem Sefer Chasidim. Mi sheyesh leim mazon shtei sudas mitzumtzamais. He has only exactly two meals. That means none of them, if he splits it into three, none of the meals will fully satisfy him. Better eat two complete meals that satisfy you than to eat three. So in such a case where I only have enough really for two meals, then, and I'm eating late enough, then I should rely on this eitz and split my day meal into two. Because bottom line is, you'll end up satisfying yourself. He says, but don't intentionally wait because of this. Again, we always got a way. We do have Einik Shabbos, the Chiyuv of Einik Shabbos, and we have Inyan of Shalosh Udus, but the Chiyuv of Einik Shabbos takes priority. So I shouldn't intentionally wait, so it should be after Chatzai, so that I can split my meals because I only have enough for two meals, because basically you are hungry until Chatzai, so you didn't eat properly. If it happens to be that it's after Chatzai, then you should rely on this Eitzah. But if not, you shouldn't. Okay, we're going to stop over here. And Emiyetz Hashem, we are going to, today's Thursday. Emiyetz Hashem, we are going to this time really continue on Monday. Emiyetz Hashem.
Shkoyach.
Have an amazing Yom Tov.